Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
JP sent me this last night. This is, well, you tell us, JP. This is the Westlife boys trying their hand at acting.
I had completely forgotten that one of their best videos starts with the lads in an airport terminal doing some amazing powerhouse acting. I cannot remember the name of the song. Is it love? It's something about love anyway. But the start of it...
Westlife song that features love in it. Yeah, she's like...
Love.
Oh, I'm trying to remember. Love. A Westlife song where
they'd only have one of those.
Where they're singing about love. Yeah, it's quite specific. Quite specific.
Anyway, the song isn't the star of the show. What is the star of the show?
Is it home?
Right. Is that about love?
Is it about love and home?
Possibly.
Making love at home?
Okay.
Going home to make love.
Right.
Or I'd love to go home. They're in an airport anyway in this, but it seems like they've taken the YouTube version on the official Westlife channel, the Westlife YouTube channel.
Gotcha.
They've taken the acting one off it.
Lads.
They've just done the one without the acting.
So you're missing all the fun.
Tell us what happens in this bit.
Well, it seems like there's been some kind of a delay. I don't know what flight carrier the guys are going with, whether it's a private jet or just a regular chartered jet, but it seems like there's been a delay or a cancellation. All the lads are very annoyed. They're sitting in a very empty terminal, it must be said, though. Nobody is more annoyed, though, than our own Cian Egan, who makes a bold promise.
Have a listen. This is the Westlife boys at the beginning of one of their videos giving out about being delayed at the airport. By the way, and you might find this hard to believe, this is not a documentary. This is not real life. This is the boys of Westlife acting.
Quick here, lads. The last voice just been cancelled.
Nicky?
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about again?
Please tell me you're joking.
Same old story.
Are you serious? Lads, if I
had
to fly this plane myself,
it's
going home.
He's got his pilot's outfit. He's got the cap. Cian is ready to fly this bad boy.
Are you serious?
Lads, if I had to fly this plane myself, I'd go home.
Lads, if I have to fly this plane myself, I have to go home.
Lads, if I had to fly this plane myself, I'd go home.
We're going home. He's going in there to the cockpit. I guess this is pre 9/11, because in terms of security measures, there's no way that Sligo boy is getting into the cockpit.
Look, forget this. We'll be quicker walking.
I'm
going.
Wait a minute.
What is that?
That's not home. What's that song? Is that home? It's not, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Because the other one, home is at an airport as well. Hang on one second. Hang on.
75% chance it's a Barry Manilow cover.
No, that's different. That's home.
That's different, yeah.
The story goes that back in the day when this music video was on the music channels on the MTV over there, and a young Cillian Murphy is at home. He's just come in from school. He's doing his homework and he's looking at the MTV over there. And he sees the Westlife boys, particularly Cian, with his commitment to the bit to such an extent that he says he's going to fly an airliner home to Sligo.
Lads, if I had to fly this plane myself, I'm going home.
I'm going home.
Sligo doesn't even have an airport as far as I know.
It does.
Does it?
You idiot. Yes, it does.
Which one?
It's called Sligo Airport.
Lads, if I had to fly this plane myself, I'm going home.
Flying it straight in.
I sincerely apologise to Cian and the County of Sligo.
Yeah. Flying it over there, is it Strand Hill, am I right? Anyway. Cillian Murphy, young Cillian. He's just come in. He's in third year. Second to junior cert.
Is he undecided about his career?
He doesn't know what he's going to be at. Okay. He's looking at becoming a Sparks. Or maybe a bit of the acting. And he's like, "Ma'am, I'm hungry. What's for dinner?" "Oh, Cillian, love, you're home. Yeah, we're having fish and chips tonight." "Oh, lovely. I love fish and chips." It's more like a Cork than that. And maybe even more softly spoken. "Oh, lovely. It's, I love fish and chips."
Do you know your acting is an attack on Cian Egan?
I'm just so unassuming. "Oh, ma'am, thanks a million. I'm just so humble and unassuming. Looking forward to those fish and chips, ma'am. Low fish and chips. Bit of salt and vinegar on there as well. I'm just so humble and, you know, grateful. Here, I'll put on the telly and see what's on the MTV over there." And it's the Westlife boys acting their goddamn socks off.
"Lads, if I had to fly this plane myself, I'm going home."
And at that moment, Killian started on his journey towards Oscar stardom. Are they texting in the actual song?
In their droves, what is yes. It? Apparently it's My Love.
My Love. I tell you what My Love is. My Love is Killian's acting.
Lads, if I was the flightest player myself, I'd go home.
Shout out to the people of Sligo this afternoon. Keane, well, we don't know where. Are they touring at the moment, the Westlife? You're a massive Westlife fan, JP.
That's what? What
you're a huge Westlife fan. Are they on tour at the moment?
I'd imagine if they're not on tour, they will be shortly.
Very good. See, he's encyclopedic when it comes to the Westlife stuff, guys. You could ask him anything else, he wouldn't have a clue. But when it comes to Westlife, he's plugged in. This is Keane acting in that video.
Lads, if I was the flightest player myself, I'm going home.
I'm going home. And JP made the observation that Sligo doesn't have an airport. I said, I beg your pardon. Well, Sligo does have an airport because I've flown into it on domestic flights back in the day when there were domestic flights to, I think are there still domestic flights to Kerry and Donegal? Then you could also fly to Waterford. You could fly to Sligo. Hamina, hamina. And Cork. Cork used to be very handy for the odd flights. From Dublin to Cork, like. How lazy do you have to be?
That's crazy. Now, come on, guys.
It was a different time, guys. It was a different time.
By the way, next Westlife Live gig, Ray, is in. It's on the 25th of May in Guangdong Province in China. I don't know. No word yet as to whether Keane is flying into Guangdong Province.
Has he got the air miles yet? Has Keane gotten his air miles yet? I don't care how they're going to get there. My concern is getting them back out of Guangdong.
Lads, if I was the flightest player myself, I'd go home.
Well, that's of comfort to us to know you make it back in. Gillian says that's Strandhill Airport. Yes, I said Strandhill in Sligo. Only used for the rescue helicopter now, says Gillian. Is it a different Gillian that sent the voice note?
Yeah, different Gillian. Yeah.
A different Gillian's over there. Gillian?
Hi, lads. Hi. Sligo Airport is in Strandhill, but it actually closed a few years ago.
Oh, I love that tone.
She's told you, Ray.
Well, it actually closed a few years ago. Thanks, Gillian.
No, JP is actually right.
Oh, I hate the sound of that. Ruining my Monday afternoon, Gillian. Facts. I'm sure, though, given that the rescue helicopters still use it, you could still call it an airport, surely. And given that, given the proximity to the homeland of Cian Egan and the power that Cian wields flying back from Guangdong province in the not-too-distant future, that he'll be able to fly directly back in. I mean, all it's going to take is a couple of calls. Or I don't know what would involve it, like a radio from the cockpit, from up front. And Keane could land that eagle. It's Lego. Isn't that right, Keane?
Lads, if I was the flightest player myself, I'd go home.
No, well, that's good. Yeah, good to know.
Uh-oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey!